Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in theaters or streaming. In the biopic Golda, Oscar winner Helen Mirren plays the late Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir during the tense days of the 1973 Yom Kippur War.
The focus is on the gravitas and humanity of the Prime Minister, Golda Meir, played brilliantly by Helen Mirren. While witnessing and hearing the terror and pain of the Israeli soldiers being captured, killed, Golda privately suffers. Yet with her generals, she manages to promote her steadiness and resolve as leader. This is a magnificent portrayal of Golda Meir. The production itself is successful in putting the audience in the same never-ending tension Golda and her staff felt while planning their maneuvers in the underground bunker.
Susan, Helen Mirren is solid as always, but there's something missing here. Golda is workmanlike and well-produced, but it's a sluggishly paced drama that isn't quite able to capture the tension of this grave historical episode.
The jarring ringing of the telephones, the somber sepia tones of the rooms they inhabited, the clacking of the typist typing every word said. But Golda was the key. She lived as a leader, and yet she was also fighting her own war with cancer.
Mirren has acknowledged some blowback for playing this role, as she herself is not Jewish. Ingrid Bergman faced similar criticism for the 1982 film A Woman Called Golda, which, incidentally, is a much better movie. But it's Mirren's gravitas that boosts this otherwise fairly colorless feature. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.